Hi guys, it's Thursday again. Welcome you all back to my podcast. I understand the consistency reducing, but I am still here with you all and we definitely drop those life-changing episodes once well edited and ready to go. Well, today's topic is another big one and it is titled Rising from the Deep. What do I mean by rising from the deep? It's just like saying, how do we get out of our dark places? I'm sure hearing this topic alone must have triggered one thought or the likes in your mind. I'm guessing 85% of us listening to this particular episode right now got that isolated area in our heart, which is pretty dark. You see, when it is dark, there is not enough light to see properly. And as we all know, the dark is the lack of light in a place. All this could lead to serious depression that could affect your lives and have negative impact on your character. You see, let me break it down. What is a dark place? Now, it is a place where you feel helpless, where days blend into each other and time has no value. It's a place where you don't care too much about anything. It's a period in your life where the world could be hurting and you don't seem to care. You feel like you're numb to pain. You don't care for the struggles of others. Now, let me tell you that when you are in a dark place, it can feel like nothing will help you, and nothing will ever change. You feel like the tunnel vision is part of the darkness because lack of hope that it will be different can be devastating. But the tunnel vision is not the truth. Though you cannot see anything good about your life, that's the depression blocking your vision. When people who were depressed recover, they see the same life in a different way. They see the positiveness, the positives in their life, including people they love. Keep in mind that one of the symptoms of depression is seeing nothing positive. Small things matter. When you're struggling to get through the day, to get out of bed, small steps are actually big steps. Brushing your teeth, taking a shower, and taking a walk are important steps. You may be tempted to say it does not matter, but it does. We have all had failures. You hear about them every day, and sometimes we just don't understand why. You see, a business gone bankrupt, job losses, layoffs, and top corporate executive failing at running a company, all these things can actually create an isolated dark place for you. You see, when you are in that isolated, dark, and every place, all you think of is nothing but negative thoughts, sometimes intrusive. You start to doubt yourself, blame yourself, be hard on yourself, saying you're a loser, that you're a failure, and the world is against you. You're never going to make it out because you are actually messed up and there's no way out. You even think about death because you don't deserve to be anywhere or near anyone. You push people away. These things you have to remember is that depression, however severe it is, does not last forever, even though you feel it is such. You must not be afraid to reach out for help, as there are people who are willing to give support and advice. Loved ones, in fact, you can even actually meet up with a professional which will help you, such as therapy. You are not alone. Don't be afraid to reach out for help. It is not selfish. It is necessary. We want to fulfill a happy life. I think what is very important is you being kind to yourself and acknowledge where you are. Acknowledge how you feel and what you're doing. And just take it one day at a time. One moment at a time. You show strength by accepting where you are, that you need necessary help and support. You must never be silent about your depression. Talk to someone and you feel the weight just come off your chest, because dark places are filled with dark, negative, agonizing thoughts and pains. What are these things? The people, the place that led us to the dark places, because there are some people that actually triggers these dark places in your life. There are some places whereby it triggers the dark places in your life. That place might make us feel cold physically. In that place, we might feel alone. We might be afraid. I believe sometimes these all are normal because pains and emotions are real. What's not healthy is hanging on to the negative. But what's possible is allowing some light in, little by little. Coping skills, someone to talk to, a notebook or a journal, draw colors, music, getting some fresh air. All these things could help you or guide you how to actually rise away from that deep pit or that deep end that you are, that dark places that you have actually created for yourself. See, let's create an example here. You see, when a man failed and he lost his job, it can take him to a very dark place, from rising from a corporate ladder, having a great family and a good home that we would have only dreamed of at that age, and they are all now crumbling at your face. Now you are afraid of how you're going to start all over again. It will actually be easy to give up on all those hopes and all those dreams. Think of success like a seed. A seed cannot germinate in light. As long as it stays on the shelf, it will never grow. It has to be planted in the soil, a dark place. A seed needs to be planted in a soil, which is a dark place. So what's on the inside will come to light, in the same way there are seeds in you. Dreams, goals, talent, potential, that will only come to life from dark places. So sometimes, like that, we are not saying you shouldn't be even in these dark places, but sometimes you need to be there to make yourself stronger. You have heard about it before. Most successful people who have done anything significant have come through dark places before they came into their own destiny. Something happens on the inside. You actually develop patience, humility, and confidence. Some will say without their failure, they would have never done, or they would have even been successful. So the dark places are a prerequisite to stepping into developing the fullness of your destiny. In those failures is where we really start to grow and our character develops. It is where we really start to persevere and get stronger. In the dark places, you begin to understand who you are. You reevaluate your priorities. You have a new appreciation for your talents and abilities. When you go through the dark place, it toughens you up. You cannot reach your highest potential being in the light all the time. No adversity and nobody coming against you. So that sounds good. But it will stunt your growth. You only become enlarged when you go through all these tough times of failure or adversity. So you shouldn't be afraid, but yes, you shouldn't stay long in your dark places. This place are very dangerous place, but you need to get to learn that wherever that isolated place you have created for yourself, it helps you. It's just like a challenge. It always throws itself at us, and it's unexpected, and you should be ready for it. You should be ready to actually go for it, fight for that your place. Anything that is crumbling down on you is not the end. Now, what are the things that could actually put you in your dark places? There are very, very various ways or various things that could actually put you in that your dark places. Now, number one point I could actually think of is when you're actually facing a divorce. This could actually put you in your dark places. Maybe that process, when you were actually processing that, your divorce with your partner, you might not actually feel anything at that moment, and you felt like, okay, well, babe, let's divorce. This thing is not working out on us, blah blah blah. But don't let me lie to you, there is one particular time that could trigger what that divorce that has actually happened before. Because that time you're having that divorce, you are creating an isolated place in your brain. But there will be a time where something triggers it, and before you know it, you're not talking with people anymore. You don't trust people. You don't even want to. You don't want to be with anyone at that very moment, and because you don't know that you are actually in that dark place at that moment. Another one is death of your loved ones, especially death of your parents, your friends, your fiancé, anyone, even your child. This moment creates a dark place for us. Well, let me just go further. The next one is when we hear bad news at the doctor's office about our health. Probably somebody hears the C word from the doctor at the office. Probably the person is having one bad disease or the other, or they are telling you cannot live longer, or they are telling you have just 2 years more to live, and all these things could actually put you in a dark place. Continuous betrayal from loved ones also puts you in a very dark place, because you must have experienced one or two things before, and by the time you see these things are actually happening continuously, it tends to put you in a very dark place. And because of that, you are having a new character, a new attitude, whereby you don't want to talk to people, you don't want to trust people. And because of this, it will not actually help you, because you're creating an isolated place for yourself in your brain. Now, another one is coping with PTSD, because when you have PTSD symptoms can bring people to a very dark place emotionally. Now, seeking professional help in this particular way to actually help you step away from that PTSD recovery process. Because when you have PTSD, it causes depression. Because once you're depressed, you tend not want to talk to anybody. You tend to create a place for yourself. You feel like you are creating a place for yourself to be better. But no, you are not. Now, let me share... this will be like a story, but it will be like, how will I put it? Not about myself, but I have seen how this world, how we came into this world, how we start creating an isolated place for ourselves without even knowing. Now, let's start. About all these points are all. Build around parental bonding. Now, when a baby are born, nature work is done. Now, their nurturing is the first 6 months, and the other half of being big wired them for life. Now, babies are somewhat aware of their own helplessness and look to their parents to provide security, comfort, and emotional support. When looking into your parents' eyes, they are essentially asking you, can I trust you? For the last few generations, babies have not gotten the deep connection they need with their parents, and this has led to anxiety, insecurity, and fear later on. As parents, they are preoccupied, but who are we to blame them when we live in a modern world of distraction and busyness? Therefore, many parents today are preoccupied, rushed, and unintentionally neglectful. This is not neglect in traditional sense here. Neglectful refers to rushed feeding and spending less time bonding with their child. Parents are adrenaline junkies, chasing work and achievement, with little time for emotional bonding. When babies look up at their parents and get a busy signal, they internalize it for life. Kids are missing everything will be okay feeling that comes from their parents. Closeness, bonding, and reassurance. They look for relief in the wrong places. You can imagine a baby facing one trouble at the school, one or the other, and there's no one to talk to, and they know their parent is also a busy person. They tend to keep this to themselves. Imagine a child that is being bullied at school and there's no one to talk to, because if he or she could have actually summoned that courage to talk to his parent, the parent must have taken it up with the school that, oh, this thing is happening. But because they don't trust you, you don't create that bond for them to share a lot of things with you, then they tend to keep it to themselves. They tend to like create an isolated place for themselves that, okay, everything will be better. Keep telling themselves that. And this is not the right thing to do, because at that moment, they enter social media to fill those gaps for those bonding things. And social media is not, actually it helps in some ways, but not always. Because just take for example, they tend to learn bad things from it, and before they go into social media, they pick up a role model, and they start following up with that role model. Some role models are not the ones to actually follow up with. You can imagine going through a role model, not just trying to live his own life, and a child is watching that role model, trying to inculcate that habit, and before you know it, they are going wayward. Some even goes into drugs, some going into alcoholic drinking, some goes, and before you know it, you as the parent cannot actually control that child again, and that child is trying to fill a void which cannot be filled at that moment. And before you know it, they are in a very dark place. They in fact do more dangerous things than the one I listed so far. But I'm just saying, they have created a dark place for themselves. And before they know it, they could actually go so deep that they cannot even get out of it again. And some of them even go ahead to commit suicide. Because this is the main reason why I'm actually going in and trying to tell everyone that you can rise away from this deep. You can rise away from these dark places. You are not alone. Talk to someone. Now, the dark truth here is that when you are in a dark place, you accidentally hurt the people you even love the most. When you are in dark place, you aren't always able to control your mood swing. There are times when you don't even know how you're feeling. You cannot tell whether you want a ball, want to scream, or you want to cuddle. The only thing you are sure about is that you want whatever this feeling that you're feeling at that moment to go away. You want to feel okay again. When you are in a dark place, you might mistreat the people who mean the most to you. It has nothing to do with whether or not you love them. It has to do with vicinity. They are the ones who actually give a shit about you, who are checking up on you, who are speaking to you even when you are shut out, shut everybody out of your life. Sorry about that. Since they are the only ones around, they are the only ones you can direct your frustration towards. You never mean to snap at them or slam doors around them, but it happens and you regret it seconds later. When you are in the dark place again, you have a hard time putting on your happy smile. You might be able to actually keep your fixed smile on when you're actually attending a party or when you're actually in an event. But once you are back at home, the mask comes off. Unfortunately, that means strangers get to see a better side of you than the people in your home. Now, when you are also in a dark place, you avoid answering texts and going out for drinks and spamming social media. You lock yourself away, you drop off the face of the planet and make all your friends wonder where you are gone. You stop being there for them. You stop treating them the way they deserve. Even though they are the last people you would ever want to hurt, they are still the easiest to hurt. They are also the hardest to apologize to, because they don't want to hear you talk negative things about yourself. They don't want to hear you say, I'm sorry for being so annoying, I'm sorry there's so much wrong with me, I'm so sorry you stuck with me. They don't want you to feel any worse about yourself than you already do. But that does not mean you should take advantage of your kindness. They deserve the best side of you. They deserve only good things. So all these things could actually make you hurt those people around you. Now, what are the signs you or your folks how do you know that yes, you and your folks are in, or even anybody that you know, your friends are in a dark place? Now, are you struggling with more than you let others see? In these trying times, everyone is going through more than they show. However, it can be easy to get so caught up in your own world and you forget about what others are going through. Whether it's a colleague who recently got a demotion, a friend who is working through a breakup, or a sick relative, we can never know everything going on in someone's life. Every once in a while, we all need a reminder to be mindful of our surroundings and empathetic to those around us. So whether you have a specific person you are worried about or not, here are some signs you should pay attention to that someone is in a dark place. When number one is their physical health is declining. Have they begun to exercise or eat less? Many people don't want to mention when someone looks more exhausted or sickly out of fear of offending them. However, when someone starts to care less about physical health, there's probably something wrong. A recent trauma, crisis, or depression could be the cause, but there are many more possible reasons why as well. The only way to find out the help is to ask them, so don't be afraid. Another one you should take notice, they haven't contacted you in a while. You can imagine a friend that do contact you every time, suddenly is not calling you again, is not texting you anymore again. Try to reach out, most especially if that person is going through one hard time that you are even visible to. Just take for example, so a friend of yours lost his kid, or maybe during pregnancy lost the baby. This and they are telling you they are fine. A month later, they are telling you they are fine, and suddenly they stop calling. Please reach out to them, because you don't know what they are actually facing at that moment. Now, another one is losing interest in things they normally enjoy. Do they always love to cook, but recently order food for most meals? People in a dark place tend to get lost in their head, constantly spiraling through negative thought patterns. This can lead to losing interest in hobbies, routines, and interests they previously liked. If this sounds like someone you know, make sure you reach out to them and let them know they have your support. Another one is they're acting hopeless. Have they begun to use phrases like "What's the point? Why bother? Why everyone feels hopeless from time to time?" If someone is constantly talking this way, it's a huge sign they are in a dark place. So this describes someone. If this actually describes someone in your life, please don't hesitate to reach out to them. Another one is they are more defensive than usual. Even when you ask them little questions like "How are you?" are they more defensive? When someone is in a dark place, they could become paranoid or distrustful. While it may come off as personal, try not to be offended, because it's more likely they are struggling or feeling overwhelmed. Not trying to hurt your feelings is a huge sign they are avoiding talking about a touchy personal subject, such as financial issue or a family member becoming ill. So try let them know you are there for them and that you're okay with waiting until they are ready to talk. Another one I actually get to know is they become suddenly quiet when you mention something. Are they normally happy and talkative, but the second you bring up a specific topic, suddenly they are reserved and they become quiet, and this could mean they are hiding something. So please talk to them if you have somebody like this. Another one is unhealthy behavior on social media. Have they been posting questionable selfies or self-deprecating thoughts online? While it may come off as attention seeking, you have to dig a little deeper as why they are looking for attention. So please take note of all these things. Here are other things that can help you go through your failures and dark times. You yourself, how can you get away from this, your failures and your dark times? Number one thing to do, because this is the main point of where we are going, how can you get yourself out of it? Number one is have a good attitude. It's important when you go through tough times that you have a good attitude. You have to accept that you may not see it, but one thing you don't know is that it's working for you. You have to believe that you are getting stronger, developing character. patient and learning to trust. Trust is your trust in your faith. It is not a coincidence when you hear about successful people talking about what they went through before they achieved their destiny. You have to believe that it's a part of the plan when life does not make sense. Turning a bad thing or failure into something good is what I believe is all part of our destiny. Too often we want success right away before going through the tough time. It is through these times that we prove that we are, or we prove what we are actually made of. So don't always actually trust in yourself. That is the most important thing, and have a very good attitude. Another one that you should have in your mind is have a new perspective. The dark place are new opportunities to grow. Understand this. Understand this is what you have to go through in order to get where you want to go. Pass that test. Sometimes when you go through a loss or disappointment, it's easy to get discouraged. But I have learned, anytime something is failing in my life, there is something else new coming into my life, like a new opportunity or a different way of doing something. Keep moving forward. You have to go through it in order to get to it. You have to believe what's on the other side of the valley in your destiny. Your answer is where you want to go. Another one is don't get bitter. Going through failures and dark times are only temporary. It wouldn't do you any good getting bitter. In fact, it will prevent you from getting to your full potential. Most people don't like the process. They don't want to go through adversity, betrayal, or opposition. But if you cannot get through the dark places, then the seed cannot germinate in the light. It is uncomfortable, but if you were to ask some of those that have become successful, they will tell you that it was a blessing. They will say, "Look, what I have become and was able to what I've been able to accomplish is due to all these failed trials that have actually come to tackles, and that has actually brought them to their new success." So I know for me that anything that we're actually going through, we shouldn't get bitter about it, because I understand that people face betrayals. Some people even face multiple breakups. And when you feel you are in all this position, you find yourself in all this position, try your best to move yourself around it, understand it, talk to people, let them guide you. Another one is being willing to go through the process. You have to understand that these failures and disappointment are not here to bury you. It's just a matter of time before they begin to grow into who you were destined to be. If you have the right attitude, a new perspective, and don't allow yourself to get bitter, when you will grow and come out of it stronger and more confident, you will be well on your way to becoming a person of success, not failure. So I need you to understand that it's very, very important that no matter where you are in your life, no matter that place you've created, no matter that challenges that you're facing, you can go through it. You need to know that that dark place you've set aside for yourself, it is not your place, but it's a place where you are going to build yourself for better. Because by the time you build yourself for better, and that is when you start to enjoy the good things about life. So please, a lot of suicide are going out there, and we don't even know most of them, or we don't actually know. You are missing the point where every one of them are actually lacking, and we miss close ones getting suicide, and we are so close to them that we don't even know that this is what they are feeling. And if it is we ourselves that we are actually feeling this, we're having this dark humor, we're having this darkness all around us, please try to understand that you are not the only one facing this. Trust me, the challenges that you feel that is too much for you to handle, that makes you to go ahead and say, "Yes, I want to go and I don't want to talk to people anymore," you put depression all over you. Because even when you are depressed, you tend to even have other sicknesses such as high blood pressure, heart attacks, and all that. But you don't know that if you tend to talk to people, the or professionals, or you actually go to a therapy or yoga, you give yourself time to actually take a deep breath. You can build yourself around all these things, but don't forget you are not the only one facing that challenges, because some people even face bigger challenges than you and they get out of it, but you face this little one and you're already planning on killing yourself or committing suicide. So please rise away from that deep place that you are. Rise away from that deep end, that deep pit. You can do it. Trust in yourself. There's an adage that I do always follow. I try to actually learn from it, because it tells me that every challenge is an opportunity. Every place that you are, every blockage is an opportunity. So no matter those dark places that you are, in fact, I noticed that most people also face this thing during breakups. Because when they have been let down by somebody they trust so much, and because of this, in fact, it is not just only that breakup that will actually create a dark place for them, but because they already have an existing dark place already in their life, which they are actually trying to forget, or maybe that person they are with at that particular moment is actually pouring more light to that situation and is taking you out of it. And suddenly, that same person that you have feel like, oh, this person is the great person in my life, suddenly that person just breaks up with you. It takes you back to that dark place, and in fact, this time around, you are in a very more big danger. And before you know it, you start talking to people, you trust people less, you don't even want to go back to it. Imagine a job lost as well, all what you have built, your good family, all of a sudden it all crumbles down, and you create a dark place for yourself. You stop talking to your wife, stop talking to your kids. All these things create a very dark place for us. So please, don't let this weigh us down. We can all overcome it. It is not the end of the world. We are not the first to face it, and we wouldn't be the last. So let us take it as a challenge that is bringing an opportunity for us to rise up from that deep and even get to that success that we are looking for. So with all this being said, I want you all to know that you are not alone. God is there. You can always pray to Him. Let Him share more light to you. Pray, fast. These are things you should do. You are not alone. You are friends. Get in touch with them. No matter what you're facing, they can go through it with you. Don't forget, your friends too are facing something, but they are ready to be there for you. Because by the time you try shutting everybody out, you hurt their feelings, and before you know it, you are all alone. Darkness is like a mirror. It shows you what you don't want to see. So please, get yourself to put a light to it. Then before you know it, your seed will go. Your potential will go. The bottom line is that everyone is going through more than they should. You can get so caught up in your life that you forget the person next to you also has a million things going on. That's why you should try to treat everyone with empathy and patience, whether they are in a dark place or not. So it does not really matter if that person is actually facing one challenge, has created an isolated place for himself or not. Please try to reach out to that person. Try to be empathize with that person, be patient with that person, and before you know it, you are solving one problem or the other. There's always a way out. That place is not the end. God has provided the destination and architected the path that leads to that destination. Your dark moment will not last forever. Better yet, God is willing to show you the way out, to guide you around the bigger boundaries, and to provide what you need along the journey. Better than any park ranger, he will stay with you all the way. God will be with you, and God will bless you. My name again is Ayomide Odulame Miles Dwayne. I'm happy you all are hearing this episode, and I promise another big one is coming the next time I am here. Trust yourself. God bless you. Bye-bye. Mwah.